Five suspects arrested in killing of six men found in California desert, sheriff. Five people have been arrested after six men were killed during an apparent dispute over illegal marijuana in a remote area of San Bernardino County, California, Sheriff Shannon Dykus announced January 29. We are confident this appears to be a dispute over marijuana that resulted in the murders, Detective Sergeant Michael Warwick said during a press conference Monday. The suspects arrested are Toniel Baez Duarte, 34, of Apple Valley. Mateo Baez Duarte, 24, of Apple Valley. Jose Nicolas Hernandez Sarabia, 33, of Adelanto. Jose Gregorio Hernandez Sarabia, 34, of Adelanto. And Jose Manuel Burgos Parra, 26, of Adelanto. The men remained in custody Monday and are being held without bail, according to Mr. Warwick. Investigators arrested the suspects on a compound close to an illegal marijuana growing site that was not yet active, Mr. Warwick said. The officials could not say whether the murders were gang or cartel related, but the sheriff said it looked that way. It certainly looks like it has a lot of the modeling of cartel cases and things of that nature, Mr. Dykus said. Investigators determined through an extensive investigation that the victims had arranged to meet at the location for a marijuana sale on January 23. After the five suspects arrived, they allegedly shot the six victims, the sheriff's department said in a press release. The reason for the shooting is still under investigation. Many search warrants were served in the case, resulting in the recovery of several firearms and other evidence, according to the department. Some of the victims may be in the country illegally from Honduras, but that hasn't been confirmed, according to the sheriff. The department is working with the Honduran consulate to make the determination, he said. Four of the victims have been identified. Those include Baldomar Mondragon Albarran, 34, of Adelanto, Franklin Noel Bonilla, 22, of Hesperia, and Kevin Dariel Bonilla, 25, of Hesperia. A fourth victim was identified as a 45-year-old Hispanic male. Officials are waiting to notify his family before releasing his name. Sheriff's deputies found the bodies last week in a remote corner of the San Bernardino County, the largest county in the United States by area. According to Detective Sergeant Michael Warwick, a man speaking Spanish called 911 January 23 and told dispatchers he was shot and did not know where he was. Detectives now believe the caller was Mr. Franklin Noel Bonilla, according to Mr. Warwick. The sheriff's office was able to track the call to a remote area of Adelanto, an unincorporated area of the county about 8 miles east of Victorville. The victims had fatal gunshot wounds, and four of them were also found with severe burns. One man's body was found inside a Chevy Trailblazer, and a sixth body was found the next day, January 24. The area is known for illicit marijuana activity, according to the sheriff. In 2023, the sheriff's department's marijuana enforcement teams recovered 655,000 marijuana plants, 74,000 pounds of processed marijuana, and $370 million. In the same period, they also served 11 search warrants in the immediate area surrounding the most recent murders and 40 search warrants to the west of the area, the sheriff reported. Homicides connected to black market marijuana are not unusual in the county, Mr. Dykus said. The mostly rural county, located in Southern California and stretched from the city of San Bernardino and Riverside, west to the border of Nevada. Since we've been investigating illegal marijuana grows, a number of body dumps and things have been related to this across our county, Mr. Dykus said. It isn't an anomaly. The anomaly here is the amount of people, and this is a problem, and it's a problem that is not really being talked about. The sheriff said much of the increase in illegal marijuana throughout the state in the past few years can be blamed on California's Proposition 64, passed in 2016, which reduced illicit marijuana crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. The reality of this is, by allowing that, we've unleashed a plague in California, and the plague is the black market of marijuana, and certainly cartel activity and a number of victims out there, Mr. Dykus said. The sheriff said his hope is for legislators to change the law to give law enforcement a chance to fight the problem.